Vayter in Shas. We are in Horios Daf. Hey, picking up on Dalam Abiz, but above on the page. Very bottom by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Two lines, second to last line, says the Halakha Mishnah. We discussed this already a little bit. We dabbled in this. The question is, when it comes time to bring the Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibur, who is the one that actually brings it? Zok the Halakha Mishnah. Haru Beis Din, Vasu Kol HaKalu Ruban Apim. If you have the Beis Din made a mistake in the Psak, and then the entire Klal Yisrael did it, or at least majority, because of that, may be in par. They have to bring a par. Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibur. Rashi says, Beis Din, Velo Tzibur. That is the Beis Din bring it, and not the Tzibur. But when it comes to the to Avodah Zarah, when the Mater Avodah Zarah, the Mevi'in Par V'Sa'ir, then the Bezin, they bring a par, a bull, and a Sa'ir, a goat. The people, though, do not bring the par or the Sa'ir. Divrei Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. Says Rashi, Parben Bakar Echad Leola Loreach Nichoch Lashem Umin Chaso Vinisko Kemishpatu Sirzim Echad Lichatas. Right, so the pasuk explicitly tells us that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there is an exception to this rule, the Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibur, and instead of bringing that, they bring an Ola and a Chatas. The pasuk says that you see Klal Yisrael in the situation where they are violating all the mitzvahs of Hashem, it's called mitzvahs of Hashem. And what does that mean, all of them? It's talking about Avodah Zarah, which is compared to violating the entire Torah itself. And in that case, then they bring a par as an ola, and a goat as a chatas. Okay, that's Rav Meir. And Yehuda Omer, Shneimasar Shvatim Mevi'im Shneimasar Parim. So first we see Rav Meir is telling us that who's the one who brings this Parim Dov Shel Tzibur? It is the Beis Din that goes and does it. But now we see over here, Yehuda Omer, he says that the 12 tribes, they bring 12 different bowls. Bavodos Kochavim, each one is going to go bring it. They have to go bring it themselves. Bavodos Kochavim, and when they're about to Avodah Zarah, Mevi'im Shneimasar Parim Shneimasar Seirim. So they switch the thing that they bring, but nonetheless, it's going to be the people themselves that are bringing it, and not the base, and not the one that brings it. Beep, turn the page. Hey, I'm an Alice. So far, we have two different opinions, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But now we have a third one on the top of Hey, Omer Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Omer. He comes and he says that Shlosha Sarparim, that they bring 13 bowls. And how does that work out? It turns out that it's going to say 13 because it's actually both of them bring. That is, each of the tribes bring, and also Beis Din brings. Ubavodos Kochavim comes Avodah Zarah, Shlosha Sarparim, Shlosha Seirim. Right, so it's going to be not only, in the first one we said it's going to be 13 of Parim Dov Shel Tzibur. And over here it ends up being 13 Parim Seirim. Par V'Sayir L'Chol Shevet V'Shevet, Par V'Sayir L'Beis Din. So you see he holds both. Rashi says that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Parim, that's Par L'Chol Shevet V'Shevet, Upar L'Beis Din. With Tamayr, the Kulum Fresh Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain all of these different opinions. Haru Beis Din. When Beis Din goes along and they go and they pass getting correctly, Vasu Shiva Shvatim Aruban Alpian. And now you have seven or majority. Seven is clearly going to be majority of the Shvatim, or it's majority of Klali, so even if it's less than a majority of the Shvatim, then what ends up happening? Mevi and Par, they have to go ahead and bring a Par. This is talking about the Beis Din goes and brings a Par and the Mishat Tzibur. Ubavodos Kochavim, when doing Avodah Zarah, then Mevi and Par V'Sa'ir, Divrei Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. Goes along with what we had said on the previous Amud. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva Shvatim Shechatim Mevi'im Shiva Parim, because it goes according to the Shvatim. They're the ones who actually bring it, but not the Beis Din. Ushar Shvatim Shelochatu, the other Shvatim that didn't
transgress. Levin a yedeim par. They go ahead and they bring a par for them. Har parim dom shel tzibur. So the seven did it, but they bring it for themselves. The other five are doing it for them. Shaf elu shalochatum levin a yedeim ayedeichotum. Even those that didn't do the wrong thing, they go and they do it for those who did. Okay. So it comes out to me that's actually for one for each of the shvatim. Rabbi Shimon says shmona parim. When you have seven shvatim that do the wrong thing, then eight par shalom davar tzibur are brought, one by each one of them, and one by the bezin. Right, like we said, that's an opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And then when it comes to avodah zara, shmona parim shmona seirim, then it's eight and eight, or like seven for the shvatim and one for the bezin. Par v'sayir l'chol shevet. The shevet to par v'sayir le bezdin. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have the other shvatim do anything over here. Okay, now how bezdin shall echad min hashvatim? If let's say you have a bezdin in one of the shvatim that they paskened incorrectly, also a shevet alpian, and that shevet did according to that din, also shevet uchayev. So apparently that a bezdin for each particular shevet. So now we're not talking about the bezdin for all of Klal Yisrael. So also shevet uchayev, ushar kol shvatim paturim. The rest of them are going to be pater. Then no shaychus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda.
This is a matzav where one shevet went ahead, and you have they made a mistake by their own court over there. And Rabbi Huda is saying that it can cause its own shevet to be chayev to a parim davar shel tzibur. But other shvatim, whether even if they did the wrong, even if they did the aver, they can't be chayev to a parim davar shel tzibur from a psak from another shevet. V'chachamim amrim, the chachamim say, ein chayev me'el ha'al royos. It's what you're talking about. The only time there's going to be sort of chiyuv going on here is if it's the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, 71, that was on Har HaBayis. Lishkas HaGazis, that's the top of the top. The ones that run the show, as she says, Avel Shevet Echad, Bel Ros, Beis Dino, Kishigigas Ma'iseh Dami, Umivin Kol Echad, Kisba Osira, but not Parim Davar Shel Tzibur, Shenemar. Back in the Gemara, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by the Parim Davar Shel Tzibur, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Shiguv, the entire Adas Yisrael, the entire assembly of Israel, which means Velo Adas Osel Shevet, not that of that Shevet, but that of the entire Kalal Yisrael. Sorry, this is the Mishnah. I said Gemara, the Mishnah. Right, so it's saying that a Shevet that does an Avaidi because of the wrong psak of its own Bezdin, nah, you ain't gonna bring nothing over there. That is the Chacham that Shevet doesn't bring. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. We spoke about the idea again. The Beis Din did a mistake in terms of his psak. We're talking about a particular iser, and they did that iser and another one. Ready for this? Yadu shehoru vitau mehoru. The Beis Din realized that they made a mistake. They paskened wrong. But they were not clear what they actually paskined. They weren't certain which of the two Yisurim they said are mutter. Let's say the Moshe, they came along and they said that Dam, Rashi says, Klomer, Horu Bezin Shechelev Mutter. They said, Chelev's Mutter. We know it's not true, right? Bebitol Miktas, Vasukal Pim, they followed them. Vachlu Shogigin Chelev Vidam. They had Chelev and Nam. They had the fats, their usher, and blood. Tavichad Vishigas Maisa, Bilvad, Vichad Bahoros. So they made a mistake, and they said that, you know, chelev is mutter, and then they started, people started, well, I'll pee what they're saying, they started having chelev, and then they also ended up having something else, other than dam. And then the Beis Din realized that they were mistaken, and they weren't clear whether or not it was chelev or dam. And it was the psak that they gave. While it's known that one of the Isurim was caused because of the psak of the Beis Din, and the other one the public, they was in, and we didn't know which one it was. Yachlu yuchayavim, you would think that they're going to be chayav a parallel of Mishos Sibor, Tamad Lomar, Vinoda Hachatas. When the sin became known, right? That's when they, when it's known what they did. Right? Rashi says, Vinoda Hachatas, Ashachotu Aleh, Vehikrivu Klomar, the Tzarech Sheyodea, Hachatas, Sheyodim, Almehoru, Imalachelef, Imaladam. You have to know what it was back in the Gar. Veloshi Yavadu Achotim, and not that it's plural, and that it, the sinners became known. Right, so it's got to be on param dovin shel tzibur. Only if you knew. Rashi says the lo sagi be adir dechotin. Not enough to know that they sinned. Afagav da asu behoras behoraa dimimanav shach chad minayu bara hava deha achli tavayu chelav dam. Definitely, it was one of the things that the pascha was being done because they said either chelav dam. Minay bara hava deha achli tavayu chelav dam. Afilu hachi pturim detzarch sheyivar lahem. You have to be clear. Also, chait she'asu, that particular one that they did the hora with their hora with their psak. So you got to know what it's actually about in order for it to be that you're gonna have a paralim's dover shel tzibor. Asher chatu, the pasuk says like on that which they sinned. Chatu shnei shvatim is telling that if two shvatim sinned, mevi'in shnei parim, they bring two paralim's dover shel tzibor. Chatu shlosha, mevi'in shlosha, you bring three. A separate bull is brought, par, is required for every shevet that actually sinned. Oh, eino el, oh, eino omer, maybe he'll say that ella, eino, or really maybe that's how we should say, and ella chatu shte yechidim mevi'in shte parim. If two individual people sin, they have to bring two parim. Chatu shloshim mevi'in shloshim, they have to bring three. Tam lomar kahal. No, it's not true. You tried to say it's for individuals. No, it's talking about the kahal, which means the actual kahal chayef. That's going to be the congregation is going to be chayef, but not individuals. V'chol kahal, kahal chayef. So we see that each and every tribe, Shevet, is going to be chayav a separate parum dover shel tzibor. Rashi says, the Shevet echad ikri kahal. In the first time of the Kaman, like we're going to see, we're going to explain the Kaman, that's going to be on Amud base. Frank the Gemara Ketzad, how so? Chatu shnei shvatim of two shvatim sinned, the mevi'in shtei parim. Then they bring two pars. Chatu shiva, mevi'in shiva. Ushar shvatim shlo chatu, mevi'in alidei par par. Even the ones that didn't do it, we'll bring four that shevet. Shafilu elu shlo chatu, mevi'in alidei mechotim. Lekach nemer kahal, that's where it says kahal, lechayva kol kahal v'kahal. To Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion like we saw before. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Shiva shvatim shchatu, mevi'in shiva parim. That's it. Obeizim mevi'in alidei par. And the court also brings for them this as well, Shenema Lamata Kahal, because it says by the Parandom Shavzir Kahal, Venema Lahon the Kahal, and it says by the right, because it says by the Parandom Shavzir, it says Behikruva Kahal, Par Ben Bakar Lechatas, and it says Venelam Dover Meine Kahal, by the Beis and make a mistake, Makahal Omer Lamaila, Beis and Makahal, it's Beis and brings it with them, Avkal Omer Lamata, Beis and Makahal, they bring it with it, right? So separate Parallel and Dovish Shaltsibur are brought by both the Beis Din and by the people. So that's the second opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, Beis Din Mevi'in Al Yedeim Par, Vehein Piturim. Only Beis Din does it. The first opinion said only the people bring it. The second one says both. And the third one says, Rabbi Meir is saying that it's only Beis Din does it. Vehein, they're going to be Pater. Nemeka Lamata says Kahal earlier. Nemeka Lamaila, Ma Kahal Omer Lamaila. Just like Kahal said above, is Beis Din Velotzi was based on not the Tzibur. Af Kahal Omer Lamata, based on Velotzi Bar. And therefore, the Parum Dovish Tzibur is about only by the Beis Din and not by the Kahal. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Mishmo, he says his name. Chotu Shishu Shvatim Sikta Mesapa Him Ruva Shalkal. And then the majority of them, in terms of numbers of people, Oshiva or it's seven of them, even if they're not numbers, the higher numbers. Right, even if it's less people, if she ain't rubel shakal, mevi and par, they go and they bring a parum dovish shel tzibor. According to this, both a majority of sinners of in terms of people, or the majority in terms of tribes, you can be a parum dovish shel tzibor. Now, Amar Mar, Vinoda Chatas, when the Chatas becomes known, which means Veloshi Yevodu Achotim, not to show the sinners, right? Then it's only going to be brought when we know which Avera was coming. Was being done based off of what Beis Din came and said. Mantan, who's the Tana, right? So if Beis Din not sure, right? We said Dam, or we said Chelev, even if they're doing both, and you know you said one of them, still you don't bring it, because you have to know which one it was. Mantan, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, V'itema, V'tema Rava, the low Rebbe Eliezer. Certainly not like Rebbe Eliezer. He paskins that if one knows that he did a avera, but he's not sure which one, he has to bring a chatas. The Tanya, which is the Tanya, if we look at the Baisa, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Eliezer said about a person who's in that situation, not sure if he had chelev or he had nosar, and both of these things are usar to eat. You can't have chelev, you can't have nosar, both problems. Then Manavshach. We say Manavshach, he's going to be chayev to a chatas. Im chelev achal chayev, im nosar achal chayev. So what do I care which one it was? The bottom line is you're over nisar, therefore you have to go and you have to bring a korban chatas. You don't have to know exactly what you're over for. Therefore, he says the same idea by Parim Dabash Tzibar, that you don't have to know exactly what it's for the dam, for chelev. Okay, it doesn't matter. So clearly, our Mishnah can't be like that. Ravashi, because we said he has to know exactly what it is. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, Afilu Tam Rebbe Eliezer. You could even say that the Brisa actually is going in the world of Rebbe Eliezer. Because even though he says that a personal chatas, you don't have to know what it is. Shiny Acha, this is different. Tachsev, because it says, Asher Chattu Alea, and the sin upon which they transgress becomes known, which means upon which. It's telling us that the Parim Dovah Shotzibar is brought only if you know exactly what it's for. So even though it's true that by personal one you have to, by Parim Dovah Shotzibar, it's different because Asher Chattu Alea is telling you that you'd have to know exactly what it's for. Says, what do you mean? Hasam Nami. They're also by the personal one. It says, Aksiv Asher Chataba, that he sinned in. And still, Rebbe Eliezer says that you have to know exactly which one it was. So it should be also your Parim Dov Shot Sibar, even if you don't know exactly what it is. Says, no, Ahumi Baile, we need that for a different thing, to teach you something else. Pratla Misasek, to exclude a Chatas of somebody who's doing this when he's doing Misasek. Like, he doesn't even realize he's doing an Avera. But if you know that you did an Avera, but you're not sure which one it is, then you're going to be Chayev when it comes to a Yachid, but when it comes to the Rabbim, Asher Chatu Ba Al Chatu Aleh, it's saying if you know exactly what it is, and therefore you're not going to be chayav unless you know what it is. My Tami Rabbi, the one's a Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, Kasavar Arba Kahali Ksive. When the Torah is teaching us about the Parhel and Dovrish El Sibor, it has four Kahal that are written over there. The Pasuk, right in two places, says HaKahal, and Yehuda is going to darshan each of these two times. Twice. You can do two times. It's coming to be four different drushes. Kahal, ha-kahal. It says ha-kahal. It should have said kahal, so we darshan kahal, ha-kahal. Kahal, ha-kahal. Right? So now in each case, he's going to expound the word ha-kahal, and the hey, you drop it, so it's for kahal as well. Chad le-chayev al-kol kahal v-kahal. What is it? Chayev you on each one of them. Rashi says al-kol shevet v-shevet. To shevet echad ikri kahal, kadamar le-kamal, like we're going to say. V'chad le-horat tluya be-bezen, u-maisa tluya be-kahal. One to teach the mistake, the psak, that's the din is depending on the bezen, but the iser action depends on the actual Kahal, Rashi says, "Kedah Amar Leel Daf Gimel HaKahal V'Asu Hora Tluy BeBeizdin Umaisa Tluy BeKahal V'Chad LeMida." Okay, then it goes on. V'Chad LeGrira. One for literally grira means dragging. At the Shvatim that didn't do the verse are dragged along with the ones who did. V'Chad LeShevet Us Sha'asa BeHoras BeZdino, and one to teach you about the din of its own high court. You're going to be chayev for a parel and dover shel tzibor. Yaya, as Rashi says, Kiditnah b'sefer demasnisin, haru bezin shel echad min ha-shvatim. V'Rabbi Shemin, ayay, Rabbi Shemin. Right, so that's the pshat of, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from. The Rabbi Shimon, his opponent. What about Rabbi Shimon? What does he say? Tlasa kaliksive. It says it three times. Ha-kahal, kahal, ha-kahal. Me'enei ha-kahal, orche dekrohu. When it says me'enei ha-kahal, that's just a normal way. It's not an extra thing, so you can't go and darshan it. Kedamri inche, me'enei deplanya. It was hidden from the eyes of so-and-so. It's just a normal way of speaking. Chad l'chayev ha-kol kahal. One of those coming to teach a chiyav, a param dov shiva for every kahal. Like, let's say, Rabbi Shimon's Maskin Rabbi Yehuda, meant that each shevet as considered its own kahal, therefore they bring their own param davishot zibar, utreachrine, and the other two is coming to teach you the following zera shava, nemer lamata kahal. It says below by the param davishot zibar, it says kahal. Nemer lamata la kahal. It says by the courts making a mistake, it says kahal. Malahala and Jessica over there. A based in a kahal, the person speaking about the based in with a kahal, afkan. So to hear by the congregation, we said below, the Kaal, based in Imakam, means with them. So the Habarim Dabas Tzibor is brought by both the Tzibor and by the Bezin. For Rebbe Meir, what about Rebbe Meir? Kahal HaKahal Lo Darsh. He didn't darsh in this whole Kahal HaKahal Shtickle. He'll call Shtrei Kahal HaKahal, there's only two of them. HaKahal HaKahal. Yibari Le'lenemer L'mata HaKahal, and they need it for the drasha that it says below by Parham Dabas Tzibor Kahal. V'nemer L'mayla, it says by the Psak, the mistaken Psak Kahal. Malahala, and just look over there. It's talking about Beis Din v'lo Tzibor. It's only the Beis Din, not the Tzibor. Afkan, so too, when it says below, it's talking about the Beis Din v'lo Tzibor. It's not talking about the Tzibor. So, Meir says it two times. They're needed for the two sides of the Yerushava. That's telling you that the Beis Din and not the Kahal are the ones that bring the Parham Dover Shel Tzibor. Okay, V'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, my time was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ksiv, because it says, by the Kahal, it says, V'Hayim Me'enei Ha'ida, and it will be if through the eyes of the assembly that it was done, B'Shogeg, that, this pasuk is talking about a case where the Beis Din said that by Avodah Zarah, and they did it because of their psak, and the din is the same as any other type of Avedi that everyone does, except that the chatas bull, you bring the chatas, instead of that, you bring the an ola and a goat. Alma, so vaya me'enei ha'eda, alma miuta, me'enei ha'eda, it's a miut over there. The chsev me'enei, from the eyes, but not all of the eyes, meaning not all of the people. Uksiv, and it says, ki l'chola am bishgaga, it was for all the nation, unintentional sin, the member deruba in. Muta lo. Lememra, right, to tell you, not the question, but the statement. Lememra deruba in, to say that if the people that did it are a majority, then yes, it's going to be chayav for a offering for the whole tzibor. Muta lo, but if it's a miut, then not. So which one is it? Is it, even if it's not everyone, or it has to be everyone? Okay, tzad. Answer is also shishavim ruba shel kahal. If six of them did it, and the majority of the kahal, even though it's only six shvatim out of 12, osheva afapishena ruba shel kahal, or it's seven, if it's not rov chayavin, they are going to be chayav to bring a parim to the tzibor. And that is where he gets that. Beep, turn the page. Hey, Amud Beis. Now we're going to. We've been going one by one through each one of these sheets over here. Now we finally get to that of Rav Shimon and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. Rashi says the Darshe Trei Kahal Gzer Shava V'Lo Eiser Chad L'Horah Tluya BeBeisdin. They don't have one left over to teach you about the Horah Tluya BeBeisdin. Imkain Horah Tluya BeBeisdin. Minalu. Where do we learn out the din of that? Rashi says the Horah Tluya BeBeisdin Umaisa Tluya BeKahal Minalu. Meaning, if the Beis Din made the psak, that's wrong. But nobody actually did anything, then obviously nothing happens. It has to be they made the psak, and then the Kaal actually came to do it. Where do we learn that from? Because you don't have a Kaal to learn anymore. My bai dam akra, because the pasuk says this is talking about when the tzibor does, is involved in the avodah zarah. V'haya imeinei aida nesalishka ga. This is my bar mitzvah parasha. It says, and it shall be if through the eyes of the assembly that it was done bishkoga unintentionally, and it says that it was done. Necessary to tell you that the avera was caused by the action of another, meaning that the Beis Din paskin wrong, which is saying that the actual sinners were not the court, but they were the kahal, they were the peeps. So therefore, you learn that that's where the people are. Rav Amar ki mi lechola bishgaga. Ah, we're going to get into this baby. A little bit of tshuva, right? So for. It was to all the nations of Ishgaga. The pasuk is telling us that the din depends on the Beis Din, but the action depends on the Kahal HaKahal. Utricha, we need to actually have both of these. I'm thinking even if it's a minority of them, they're still going to be parim davar shel tzibor. L'chiksev lechola am bishgaga. V'kazra lechola am bishgaga. Havamina al da'avdei Beis Din v'hadei rubei. I would have said that there's not going to be parim davar shel tzibor until the Beis Din does, along with the majority of the people. They're saying that the court doesn't have to be part of it, other than they're making a mistake in their psak, but they don't have to actually be part of doing it. Says the Gemara, fact the Gemara, Iva Kiksive Ani Krai. When are these psukim said? Kiksive, when do we have these psukim? What are they about? These are written by Avodah Zuri. So how do we know they apply to other types of avedas? Alfinan me'ene me'ene. Xer shav me'ene me'ene. The commentary says, "Vayim me'ene yardan is zashgaga," and also says, "Ben nalam davar me'ene akahal," and that's by everything else as well, as Rashi points out. "Xer vacham me'ene kahal," because it's vavodas kachav ma'ayim me'ene yarda. Okay, okay. Next part of the Mishnah. Last part. Ho bezdin shel echad. Let's say you had a bezdin. A bezdin, bezdin. It says, if you have a bezdin to echad min ha-shvatim, reading from the Mishnah, v'aso so shevet, one shevet, Reuven decides to paskin wrong, and that shevet, Reuven does it, al p'yem. Also shevet, hu chayev, that shevet's going to be chayev, v'shar kol ha-shvatim, piturin. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the words of Rabbi Yehuda, v'chacham mormim, ein chayavin, ella al ho. Horios Bezdin Hagadol Belvad. No, only thing we care about is Bezdin Hagadol. Shenamer Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu Velo Adas Oso Shevet. So, the first one we have, the first statement in that last part of the Mishnah is that if one of the Shvatim goes ahead and they do that, they got to deal with everyone else's pot there. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Chama arguing, they say, no, it's got to be everyone. Says the Gemara, Ibailu, Shevet Echad le Rabbi Yehuda, Bahoraz Bezdin Agadol. Mi Maisu, Shar Shvatim, Olo. Let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda's in the Mishnah, remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the first part of there, and he said that any particular Shevet, they have to deal with themselves. And have to deal with it. So, me, my, see, shar, shvatim, alo. Do the other shvatim who didn't do anything wrong, do they have to bring param, tavish, shatzibar, because of the one that messed up? Are they drawn? Is it grorin, gurin, because of that of one shevet or not? Me, I mean, do we say that shiva shvatim, who do I say, shar, shvatim, by die of it's seven, that's the one that drags it along, mishim, dikaruba, they have rov. Alachad, shevet, alakaruba, alachad is not, lo, you don't. Odom, alosh, not, doesn't make a difference. How many shvatim did this? If one of the shvatim, they did a psak of because of the bezdin agadol, right? This is not their own particular bezdin. What we're talking about over here, where the Bezdin HaGadol did it for that one particular shevet that they dragged along. Tashema Mahein Mivian, what do they bring as a karban? Par Echad. They bring one par. Shimon Omer, Shnei Parim, two. Now, B'mai Eskinan, what in the world is that Bryce teaching me? What's the machlokas to the Kamer Shimon? Elim Shechatu Shev, you want to say talking about seven? Can't be, because Rabbi Shimon Tamanya Bai, he says you need eight. One for each tribe and for the Bezdin as well. Ella, the Chata Shevet Echad, must be we're talking about where only one Shevet did it. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon is going to say you need two bulls, one for them and one for the courts, and therefore you don't need everyone dragged along. Says the Gemara, B'mai. Now, what exactly was the psak that they made the mistake in? Ibeho Ra'as Bezdino. If it's they sin because of their own Bezdin, Rabbi Shimon Lesley. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that the din of their own court can cause a parim damash tzibar. Right? Rashi says the holo ma'ase le kahal lahoros bezdino. Then we don't care about that. Elalav horos bezdino gadol. Must be a bezdin gadol. And that's what we're dealing with. And therefore, we come out that this price is talking about one shevet that sinned because of bezdin gadol. V'tanakama mani. And who is the Tanakama who says that one bull is brought? Inim Rabbi Meir. Harubabai, if you want to say to a mayor, he is of the opinion that you need rov the shvatim to do the aveda before there's any carbon that's going to be brought. But here was only one shevet that did anything. Therefore, it can't be talking about a mayor. Alav Rabbi Yehuda must be. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. And apparently the Mishnah says these next few words are Tosofim. It must be. It's in the world of Rabbi Yehuda who says you have to bring a carbon even if it's only one tribe. So what do we see? Kum tochos tenarain. We're seeing over here that the Bryce is talking about one tribe that goes against because of a mistake of the Bezdin HaGadol, and that that's going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, we can answer the question, right? Because the din that was taught by Rabbi Yehuda says that they're going to bring one par, which showing that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when one shevet messes up, only that shevet brings, and the other ones that didn't sin are not going to be dragged along with them. Gemara says nine. That's not a raya because hachem mayaskinan. What are we talking about in the brayza? Okay, go and shechatu shishes vatam. That brayza was talking about where six of them messed up. Vehin Reuben shalkaal, and they end up being majority of the population of Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's the words of Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The Tanya really tana brayza. Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer mishmo. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Meir, chatu sheish if six mess up. Vehin Reuben shalkaal. Oshiva afabi sheinu Reuben shalkaal. Mevi'in par. They bring a par. So we see that this Paraisa could be talking about something entirely differently, right? That we could explain that there wasn't one Sheva, but there was six Shvatim. That's going the order of Shimon ben Elazar as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, it's not a Raya anymore that one Shevet, they did the bad thing. Rabbi Yehuda's going to say it's only one that Shevet over there, so we don't have an answer. Toshma, let's try again. If one Shevet messes up because of the Psak of the Beis HaNagadol, the other tribes drag along with it. Tashema, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shevet Sha'asa Baros Beis Din. If you have a Shevet that goes according to the Beis Din, also a Shevet Chayev, that tribe is going to be Chayev to bring a Param Dover Shel Tzibor. Shal Kar Svatim Baturim, but the rest of them, they're going to be Pater. Whereas Beis Din Gadol, we do Beis Din Gadol, Afil Shash Svatim Chayevim. Well, that's pretty clear. That everyone's going to be brought along with it. Wow. So we see over here that if one does it, the other one is pulled along with it. Shema Amina, period. There you go. Amazing. So remember, we have the difference between if you have a basin of that Shevet says something or basin of Gadol says something. So the question was, what if the basin of Gadol says something and one Shevet messes up and the entire, everyone else gets dragged along with as well. Actually get the implication from our Mishnah, the Ketanya, because it says about a mistake by the basin of Gadol. One of the tribes did it. Also a shevet al piyam, and that shevet did it to their mouth. Also a shevet chayev ushar kol shvatam peturim. Lomeli lemisni ushar shvatam peturim. Why do I have to say that? Hatano says shevet chayev. We said that shevet is chayev. Rekev the tano says shevet chayev. One says they're chayev. Memeli adana shar shvatam peturim. Therefore, we know that the rest of them are going to be pater. Hello, Kamashmal must be teaching me the behoros beis dino that when a shevet acted according to its own court, who the shash shvatam peturim? That's when the rest of them are going to be pater. Alvaros beis din agadol, but if it be done with a beis din agadol, then a filu shash shvatam chayavim, even other shvatim are going to be chayev as well. Shema Amina. Ibai lehu. Shevet echad shasom aras bis din agadol Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you have one shevet that goes according to bis agadol, mi maisi olo. Do they bring a par helam dover shel tzibor or not? Says Rashi, bottom right, going up the top, left. Says ibai lehu shevet echad shasom aras bis din agadol Rabbi Shimon mi maisi. According to Rabbi Shimon, do you bring? That is says Rashi par mi maisi par. Oh, lo. Me, I mean, do we say, Kiyam Rabbi Shimon Lechayev al kol kal v'kal? When Rabbi Shimon says, Yechayev nish kahal, the Shevet Echad Ikri kahal, one Shevet's called kahal, Kegon, Shechata, Shiva Shvatim, the Havarubim, when they're the Rov. Avalechad, the Lecha Ruba, Ki Yachid, when they're not the Rov, then consider like a Yachid. Upturin, they're going to be Pater. The Yachid Shasa Baras Bezin, Pater. If you have a Yachid does it with Bezin, they're going to be Pater. Odilma, or perhaps we say, Kiyam the Svira lay the Shevet Echad Ikri kahal, the Loshtan, Shevet Echad, Loshtan Shiva, pile of choshev and shevet the pile of basin. Oh, says the Gemara. Let's try to figure this out. Tashma, mahin levian. What do they bring as their tzibor offering? Parechad. Rav Shimon Omer shnei parim. Oh, interesting. Okay, so we got parechad or shnei parim. Says the Gemara. Shnei parim. Rav Shimon say two's enough. Shmona parim bari. You need to bring eight. One for each shevet, one for the basin. Ella the Chata Shevet Echad must be. We're talking about there's only one Shevet that did over here. Ubemai, and what kind of a din did they mess up with? Elema Baras Beis Dino, if it's their own Beis Din. Rishimon Leslie, Rishimon doesn't hold that the ruling of their own Beis Din can cause a Param Dov and Shel Tzibor. Ella Baras Beis Din Agadol must be talking about Beis Din Agadol. Oh, so Kum Tachastan Aran, Voice Dois, we see that the Baisa is. Worried about if one Shevet that did the wrong thing, that did the Savedi, because of the Psak of the Beis HaNagadol. And Rav Shimon says that they got to bring Karbanos. It must be he holds that even of one Kahal can cause a Parim Dov Shel Tzibor. So he's going, huh? Metizbara? You want to say something where it's one Shevet? Does that really make any sense? Tanakama Mani. Who is the Tanakhama of the Bratz who says that only a single bull is brought? Rabbi Meir says, Meir Harubabai. He says it's got to be the majority of the Shvatim
and before you bring a parim zelv shetzibar. In this case, it's only one shevet. E Rabbi Yehuda and Sitz Rabbi Yehuda shar shvatim nami maisi. Then they say other shvatim would also bring, right? Because he holds that the shvatim that didn't do it are growing. They're dragged along with it. Hamani. So who is a tanakama? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Uk veke de tanya. Like we learned in a braisa. The braisa that we brought before, right? The case was that you have the Aveda people were six shvatim, and they were a majority of Bnei Yisroel. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar is the paskin that they're going to be chayav to one par. Rabbi Shimon says you have to bring... Rabbi Shimon says you've got to bring two. One for the Gal, one for the Bezin. Since braisa doesn't discuss a case in which one of them sinned, it can't be used to answer this question of Rabbi Shimon. So, Toshma, let's try again. We learned in a Mishnah by a single Shevet that made a mistake with their own Bezdin, Chum Momrim. The Olamenu Chayiv El Alaraz Bezdin Agadol. Marcham, who's that? Elam, remember, says, Remeir Rubavai, you know, you'd have to have a majority of the Shvatim before you bring Parliament to the Shvatim. But here's only one Shevet. Kip Remeir, Elah, Rabbi Shimon. Must be in the world of Rabbi Shimon. And what is this, Rabbi Shimon? What are they saying? What are the Chachamim saying? That if you have one Shevet, that does because of the Beis HaGadol, you're going to bring a Parallel Dovah Shetzibar. So we see, according to Rabbi Shimon, even if it's only one Shevet, you got to bring this Karban. Shema Amina, period, very good. According to Rabbi Shimon, one Shevet that does this because of Beis HaGadol, it's going to have to bring Parallel Dovah Shetzibar. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon... Rabbi Shimon, Shevet Echad Dekri Kahal Minale. How do we know that one Shevet is called Kahal? It's called a congregation. Amri, and for the Gemara, it's a sieve because it says, Vayamod Yoshafat Bekahal Yehuda. Vishalayim Beis Hashem Lefnei Echatzar Echadasha. It calls one Shevet over there, Yehuda, a Kahal. That's where you learn from. My Chadasha, what does it mean when it says, Bebeis Hashem Lefnei Echatzar Echadasha, right before the new courtyard? What's going on here? So this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Yoshafat was the Melech Yehuda, and this happened at a terrible time for Yehuda when Amon, Moav, and Seir were coming to them. Yoshafat gathered the people to go and pray to God. My Chadasha, what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shechitshu Devarim V'Amru, that they were mechad these things, and they said Tful Yom Al Yikani Samechan Leviya a Tful Yom. Someone is a carry, and they go to the mikvah, and they didn't have hair of shemeshet. Then what happens? They are now let to go into the Machan Levia, which is on the Har Habayis. And that's when it talks about Har Habayis, that is the Chadasha, the new thing, because it was given a new level of Kedusha that day that people couldn't go up there if they were a Tful Yom. Maskev Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mimai. From where do you... What's your raya? Dilma Shani Yerushalayim. Maybe Yerushalayim is different. Tav and Nami Binyamin, because it's not only the Shevet Binyamin is also over there, and therefore it's two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin, and maybe a Kahal. If it's one Shevet, it's not going to be called a Kahal. Hello, Rav Achav Yaakov. The Sefer learned from the following idea that was Yaakov said to Yosef, "Ayomer Eli Hinni Mafrecha Vir Bisicha Nesaticha LeKahal Amim." Man Isla Lea Hishaita, who was born to Yaakov at that time. Yeah, this Nevu of Yerash's club, Man Hava Asid Lamelad Hishaita Binyamin Vishwamina the Karma Le Rahmana Hashta Misyalid Lakha Kahalakhmina. Right? That is, so Man Isla Lea Hishaita Binyamin. It was Binyamin. Shwamina, so we see over here that one Shevet is considered Kahal. Hachigam Rahman is what he was saying, what Hashem was saying. Misilid Lach Hashta Kahalakhmina. It's not gonna be brought to you another Kahal, that of Binyamin, and that's the Raya for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that one Shevet can be considered a Kahal. Amalei Rav Shabbat of Kahana, I Dilma Hachikam Elei Rechon. Maybe the pasuk is saying, really, what he's saying, Rabbi Shimon is saying to Yaakov, is Lechim Yisrael Lech Ben Yamin, will be born to you, who da have a Shtem as a Shvatim. Only then will your sons be 12 Shvatim, the Miskarias Kahal, that they call the Kahal. So it's only with all 12 of them. Amalei, he says back, Ela Shtem as a Shvatim, Ikri Kahal. So now we see that 12 are called a Kahal. Chadasar Shvatim Loyaku Kahal, but you're going to have 11 aren't called Kahal? That clearly doesn't make sense. We saw a second ago even two are called Kahal. So clearly we can say that 11 are going to be. So it must be that when he says it now, he's not talking about all 12 of them and that 11 aren't and that only 12 is. And rather he's saying it's open to saying that Binyamin is going to be Kahal, that even one is a Kahal. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.